What's on your plate?
What's on your plate?
What's on your plate?
You guys make the best shawarma in the whole city.
Excuse me? Miss, we make the best shawarma in the world.
Can you show me?
First, we use saj bread.
Does it have to be saj bread?
Shut your mouth. We put the toppings, garlic, tomatoes, pickles, parsley.
That's pretty impressive.
You shut your mouth.
Okay.
Then I cut the shawarma very thin. Put that juicy shawarma right on top.
Can I get extra chicken?
I said shut your mouth.
What's going on?
After that, we wrap it like we're wrapping a newborn baby.
Oh, is that how you learned how to wrap a shawarma?
Shut your mouth, you. After that, we toast the shawarma to perfection. Here you go, miss. One chicken shawarma.
This actually looks delicious.
Like I said, miss, shut your mouth.
T-Rex? Oh, hold on. T-Rex? T-Rex, are you there?
Oh, sorry, Milky Man. I was just watching myself in one of my favorite scenes and one of my worst scenes in Jurassic Park. You know, when I had that goat and I ate that goat and I tried to eat those kids as dessert and I got confused by that shiny object someone was flashing around. But the worst part about that scene, no one told me the guy on the shedder, he had Taco Bell that day. I tell you, man, that's why you only see me two more times in the movie, because I was just taking shits all over the goddamn park because of that asshole. So, hey, do you remember last podcast we had that escape? Well, guess what? I caught him.
Got you, bitch.
So on cue, Dave Chappelle. I got you, bitch. So it took a lot of effort. I called up his company. Found out what area he was working in, got his company to send him out on a call onto the site where I promised him the site was ready to go. I sent him a text telling him all the items were installed and not any of them were in the boxes, and all the gas lines were running and ready to go to the unit. And there was a free lunch. That's what I told this company. Next thing I know, the HVAC foodie, when he was coming up that ladder, he opened up that hatch, and guess what? I chloroformed his ass, and he's back locked up in my basement, and he's back on this podcast tonight. HVAC Foodie, you want to eat? You're on this podcast today.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. And sorry I missed the last one, but I'm glad I'm back on, and we're going to talk shawarma today.
Really, the only word for it is...
Well, honestly, look what the Turkish cat dragged in. And it's your favorite milk beverage, spring milk beverage, and he's full of hummus, cuckoo-lush, and crab juice. He's ready to get started.
crab juice.
Not to do it, a crab juice. I'll take a crab juice. Yep. And trust me when I say this, a homeless person wouldn't want to kiss me right now, just what's coming out of my mouth. But I'm so happy that...
I'll kiss you. $20 is $20, buddy.
Facts.
This is true, man. You have no shame. But I'm glad the band is back together. HVAC Booty, you complete this food porn circle, I guess, if you want to call it.
The trifecta. That's amazing. I can't the menage a trois.
The menage a trois. That's it. See, you're always the classy one.
what, like in back in South Park, classy? With the little S.
South Park, we can talk about that for days. That might be a separate podcast we start, just the South Park catchphrases.
Okay.
But I don't know about you guys. I'm ready to dive into our next food adventure, which HVAC Foodie alluded to, shawarma. My mouth's watering. We've been wanting to talk about this forever. So I'm just going to give a little rundown for those who don't know what shawarma is. It's a popular street food meat from the Middle East. Apparently, it's from the Ottoman Empire, which is a Turkish empire. And it means turning in Arabic, which is pretty cool, which explains the way the food is prepared. It spanned much of the Southeast Europe, West Asian, and North African era from the 14th to the early 20th centuries. It comes in all different types of meat, mainly beef, chicken, and lamb, but you can have it how you want. You can use hot dog meat if you wanted to, which is a combination of different meats, I'm told, which we don't need to dive into.
Assholes and lips, what?
I was just thinking you can pile up spam up on the spiff and let it spin around, man.
Do you think Hawaiians do that? Because you know how spam's a delicacy.
Are we gonna bring pineapple into this? Spam,
you
pineapple, spam, pineapple, spam, pineapple
on the rotisserie. 100%.
They got the spam at McDonald's there, so I mean, who knows?
Well, let's just get this out of the way. And guys, when was it the first time you tried shawarma? I'll start with HVAC Foodie. When did you try it, and when did you fall in love with it?
Okay, so I was working out in the field and I had an apprentice with me, and it was like, what do you want to go grab to eat? You know, we had hit the Subways and all that stuff. He's like, let's go hit shawarma. And I said, you know what? I've never had it before. Let's go. So we went to a place called Pita Lights, and we walked in and I said, look, you just order and I'm going to have whatever you having, right? And he ordered a chicken shawarma plate dinner. And I had the same thing. And I said, yeah, just put whatever you put on it, I'll have the same thing. And I fell in love with it ever since. And then after that, it was like, anytime I saw a shawarma place, I was like, Osmo's, Pita Light, Cedar, or Doner Istanbul. It's like, okay, I'm hitting those places just to see what the shawarma is like.
That's a great way to fall in love with it. It just has that captivating aroma, and you just see it being prepared and your mouth waters instantly. T-Rex.
Yes.
Gotta know, man. When did you first have it? Where? What did you order? Let's hear
oh,
it.
Order. Oh, I thought you were asking when I lost my virginity.
What?
Oh, okay.
We can talk about that too if you want. Was it the same day? Is it the same day?
Jesus
no, no, wasn't the same day. No.
That teddy bear doesn't count, Alec. Mihai, T-Rex. Those crusty socks under your bed.
No, I put those back in your drawer.
They probably sounded like Rice Krispies when they're in milk. Snap, crackle, pop.
So my first time
was the one that broke the washing machine, when it went in,
I had to quickly remove the evidence out of that one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So I'm gonna go back. It was probably around the 2000s, and it was here in Terry on Dundas.
Did you just say Dix?
Yeah, I did say Dix. I get excited, you know, you got that creamy white sauce, the long schlong kind of looking thing.
What did he say?
Here in Terry on Dundas, there was Montfort's. And I had no frigging clue what was going on. Someone says, hey, let's go get a chicken shawarma. I was like, what the fuck's a chicken shawarma? So we went to the Montfort's, and yeah, that we got a wrap. Then I got a second wrap, and then I got a third wrap. So, yeah, I didn't like back in the day they gave you the garlic, and then I guess like a chutney almost back in the day, and I didn't like the chutney, so I always got a double garlic sauce, and to me that's what makes a shawarma for me is that garlic sauce for me. Every place I think does it a little bit differently. I just thought Montfort's there was the best one. The other good Montfort's that I know is still around is actually, I believe, I think it's like Berloque. There's right by the movie theater there across the street and down, there's a Montfort's there. I don't know if it's still there or not, but that was probably the second best Montfort's I've had.
There's one on Brand Street still, which is where we used to go after a night out because it'd be the only thing open. And I remember trying that too in high school and even just after high school. And you're right, the garlic sauce, go figure, a white sauce makes it all the difference in the world.
Wait, what?
And creamy, garlicky. See, puts it over the top. I actually like the chutney that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's got that, like, it just adds an extra element, but that's pretty awesome. Montfort's can't go wrong there too, because they're pretty authentic, even though it's a chain. It tastes authentic.
Yeah, that was for the first time, not knowing what it was, but yeah, it was just an eye opener. It was just like, whoa, this is what the hell is this?
Yeah, something new to get away from the burgers and stuff like that. My thing was like gyros. I love gyros, right? So the Greek food, and I mean, it's not much different. Is it on that spit? It's on the vertical spit. It's a rotisserie, right? Same idea. But I was always a gyro. I love gyros, right? With the tzatziki sauce, and you get everything on it in the wrap. But then when I tried that chicken shawarma plate, I was like, I absolutely fell in love. I said, I can eat this, over the bed of rice, man, with the garlic sauce and the hot sauce on it. I mean, yeah, it was awesome. You mix it all up together and it's perfect.
You're in heaven. Yeah, you guys aren't wrong. For me, my dad is Jordanian. So I grew up in somewhat of a Middle Eastern household for a little bit before he just got up and left like a typical asshole.
Excuse me?
But I tried it when I was about 10 or 11. He took me to a place somewhere in Scarborough. I can't recall the name of this place. Took me there. They saw the meat on the spit turning. And I'm like, what the hell is happening here? Because I had no idea you could cook or prepare long meat just like that, right? So as I'm watching this, they're shaving it. It's nice and thin. He went with the beef because my dad's favorite meat was beef. Had it on a pita. Had a fattoush salad beside it, had the tahini, mixed it up, had obviously the pita bread, and we were breaking apart the pita bread, dipping it and eating it on the plate, and game changer, opened my palate big time. Because again, like you said, HVAC, we were used to burgers and fries and like simple stuff, right? Yep. But this started the path for me of like opening my eyes to new foods. As a kid, you're very picky, but this was like, oh, food could taste this good and not be from a burger chain or a fried chicken chain or
don't you badmouth fried chicken, boy.
Hey,
Don't you badmouth it.
You know my other half origin. We love chicken, okay? Chicken 2 days
ago. We love it. That's two days too long.
I'll agree with you. I agree with you there, Mo, is that it's so funny because you can go to any burger joint or whatever, spend 20, 25 bucks for a burger, fries, and a pop or whatever, and feel like crap after, and you can go have shawarma where all the ingredients are fresh, everything is good for you, even for less than 20 bucks in some places, and you walk out of there, you're like, that was the right decision, like to have that healthy meal, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I know if I ever have a toss up where I'm going to go for lunch or something like that, I'm looking for the first shawarma place that I can hit. Yeah. Jerk chicken.
I mean, those are both outstanding foods. That would be hard for me too, because I'm Jamaican and Jordanian. So one of them would fight each other. I don't know who would win. Probably the Jordanian side, because the Jamaicans, we're on island time and we just don't like to do much.
But you gotta take that jerk chicken and dip it in the garlic sauce. That's what you gotta
do. That could be a game changer too. Interesting.
Well, the place that I go up to in Hamilton, Doner Istanbul, is one place. Right around the corner is a jerk chicken place. So T-Rex, I may have to do that next time I'm up there. They're basically right next to each other, so I may have to do a double order and take care of that.
You're gonna go in and like, I just need garlic sauce, but they're gonna be like, you don't order. I ordered the garlic sauce, right? Give me the goddamn garlic sauce.
No, they'll look at you and say, Kakalush? No. Kakalush? No.
Yeah, no. You Mountain Dew? No, give me the Kakalush.
Is there a men's room in there? No, men's room and tower. No, those are incredible stories. Started our love of shawarma from those days. So T-Rex, I want you to ask us and let the people know what goes well with a shawarma.
Oh, like what goes well with the shawarma? Like,
yeah, what are your favorite items that go well with the shawarma?
Oh, I, you know what? It depends. If I'm doing the wrap, I like the pickled. You put the pickled food inside. I'm not too sure what it is.
Turnip. The pink
turnip. Is that turnip?
Turnip. Yeah. Turnip. Yeah. Pickled
yeah,
turnip.
Yeah. I kind of like that. Like it gives it a different kind of texture. Looks like you bite into that, you get something a little bit different. Then you're into that chicken again. It kind of like cleanses your palate a little bit in my mind.
That hint of vinegar is nice. You know, everything else. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah, so like you know, like shawarma, that's the thing. Like it's a meal on its own. You get to choose what you want. Like there's places where you can put it on salad, you can put it on rice, you could put it on fries, you could put it in a wrap. I mean, there's really nothing like you can say bad about it. I've even debated putting it into like a beef patty, like open up a damn beef patty and shove it in there too. But I mean, that's just because I'm fat. So I mean, that's a different story, you know. Like
you're not fat. You're big bone.
I'm festively plump. But that's our turkey episode. No, because there's the place that I go to is there's a Jamaican place that makes fresh beef patties every day.
Oh baby.
And there's a shawarma place across the street, and so like I sit there and I debate. Should I be mixing them together? So, you know, but like I said, it's a very versatile food. I always have a hard time. Excuse me. The summer bee's coming up. I always do. For me, it's either a wrap or rice. But one thing is, like, I noticed like the place that I go to, this is their shout out. They got, it's called 1001 Nights. There's one in Kitchener, and then there's one there in Brampton. I like them because they don't use a white rice. They use, like, the long, brown...
Oh, boy!
Basmati?
Yep. Yeah.
Basmati rice?
Yep.
So, to me, it gives it a little bit more flavor.
With the wild grain in it, probably.
Yeah, so it's... To me, that's there's no wild grain in it. It's just the long, like, brown rice. I don't know if they... put like some beef stock or something with the rice when they're cooking it or something, but to me that's what I go for is rice.
Is it longer than you?
Oh yeah. I'm so
needle
small.
needle dick
I wish it was a needle dick. Fuck that long grain rice. I get, that's why I like it. I get mad at it and I eat it. I go, yeah, you son of a bitch, you think you're bigger than me? Take a big bite out of you. I go, that's right, who's the man now, long grain rice? Give me a break. Right. I'm the yeah. man. I'm the man. Hum. If you're bigger than me, why am I eating you? That's right.
Exactly. You tell that, Rice. HVAC, right. What about you, Ben?
It depends on what I'm in the mood. When I was driving around and had to pick up something quick to eat, it was always a wrap. So it was to get the chicken shawarma and just throw everything in. Whatever they can, like all of it, throw it all in there.
I hate when they put olives in it.
Gross!
Oh, well, yeah, it doesn't belong. Okay. No.
Yeah. No, no. Okay, I shouldn't say everything, but okay, let's put it this way. Okay, lettuce, rice, lettuce, onions, you know, the tomatoes, tabbouleh, you know what I mean? The pickled turnips, throw it all in there. But more and more, I like to actually sit down and have it as a dinner on a plate, right? So the one place that I really love is Cedar Falafel and Shawarma in Hamilton. It's a one of a kind place. There's no other one. It's just one of. And you go in, order the chicken shawarma plate. It's on a nice bed of rice, garlic, and then the hot sauce sprinkled on it. They give you a good portion of roasted potatoes, and they're nice little cubes, right? Little cubes, and they're nice and crispy, almost like air fried. And then they give you a side salad as well. So you get your tabbouleh in it, your lettuce, tomato, your the turnips, so on and so forth. But what I really, really enjoy is the tahini, the sesame seed tahini. It is so smooth, so creamy, so nice. And on the warm pita together, man, you can't go wrong. And this is why I've turned more towards having the dinner, because I get the full meal instead of the wrap. It's like, I mean, the wrap is good, don't get me wrong, but I like having that full platter with everything that it's on there, and then you just mix it all up and you're good to go. So I am definitely a plate guy if I can sit down, and if I'm on the run, then yeah, I'll take a wrap if I have to.
I'm the same way. For me, like if I'm having the dinner, I have to have hummus with it. I have to have one of the salads. I'll usually choose the fattoush because it's nice and crunchy.
Salad.
Yeah, it comes salad. With the salad. Yeah.
Listen, you can't don't make friends with salad. Yeah, yeah, here comes your salad.
The theme this of our podcast.
This is a fat podcast, not a skinny people podcast. I know you skinny people listen. I love all of you, but it's shawarma. It's not salad.
Depending where you go, if they have grilled halloumi, pop some grilled halloumi on the side.
What is grilled halloumi?
It's cheese. It's the type of cheese that you can grill. It's fantastic, man.
It's hard on the outside, soft on the middle. It's really good.
Oh, that
really
sounds good. Familiar. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I know what that means. Thanks, guys. Cheese. The only cheese I know is they add cheddar cheese.
cheddar cheese on it. You've been going to Pita Nuts too much, man.
That was Montfort's used to do that. You could get they would put like the cheddar cheese inside it.
Yeah.
But I never heard that cheese before, so.
Oh, it's excellent, man. Halloumi is a known staple for Mediterranean food, Middle Eastern food. They use it a lot. And it's also in some Indian cuisines too. They'll do it in Indian food too.
I'm looking at my menu here. I'm seeing if they have this cheese. I'm quite intrigued right now.
Some places don't have it though. It's a luxury. It's real. It's for the bougie people like me.
Oh, bougie.
If I'm doing the plate, like HVAC was saying, I like it too. I prefer it too because you have an assorted of stuff and you can kind of dip and dab, especially if you have like a piece of pita bread, because most places will give you the pita bread on the side. You can peel it off. You can, you know, scoop it up with the pita bread and just kind of dab your different combinations together. But if I'm on the run and I'm getting a wrap, I love to have the turnip. It's got to have the turnip, sometimes lettuce, depending on which meat that I have in there.
Yeah, you tomato. Like the meat. Yeah, yeah. Look at you.
You know, when you said the meat. Steak.
Yeah. Put that in your mouth.
That's right.
Oh, that's nasty.
Nice and tender. It all depends, but you really can't go wrong because it's just insanely delicious.
I like I said, I think it all boils down for me. It's the garlic sauce. It has to be
100% has to be on there.
Like I've had garlic sauces, like it just came out runny. I'm like, what? Like I want it. Yeah, here we go. I want it thick.
Of course.
I want it thick.
What the fuck?
Lasting longer in your mouth. That's what.
Yeah. Like that's. Well, to me, it's like when you pour the thin one into like your pita wrap or whatever, because you know sometimes they give it to you on the side. It just kind of like goes through without adding any flavor. And next thing you know, you're dripping all that white goo all over your pants, right? People are looking at you like, what was that guy doing over there? You know, like, so like me, it's got to stay. It's got to be stop. It's got to be on top.
On top. Opposed to underneath or inside?
Yeah. You put it inside, right? Like, you know, you never know what's going to happen in there. Next thing you know, it's having little baby shawarmas all over the place, right?
Baby shawarmas.
And you two motherfuckers need Jesus.
Well, sticking with it, no pun intended. When you guys
stick it in,
we can do a sex ed podcast too.
The birds and the bees by the fat guy. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
Food porn by T Rex.
She's got to be on top because you're fat. You don't want to squish her.
You sound like Peter Griffin in like one reason.
No, it's.
But like, sticking with the plates and stuff, do you guys have different toppings for the different type of shawarmas? Because you know how there's beef, there's chicken, you can get lamb, other meats. Do you guys have a different set of toppings or is everything the same?
The place that I go to, they kind of know me, so they just kind of layer the garlic sauce on. They'll do two lines for the hot sriracha. They use the real sriracha. And then they scoop like a big scoop of like minced garlic right in the center of the plate. And then they sprinkle some kind of, I'm not too sure, some kind of reddish powder. It turns like pinkish powder. I'm not too sure, whatever. Purplish. And that's it. I keep it simple. I don't, on that, that's pretty much what it is.
For me, I've only gone with, okay, well, let's put it this way. What are we going to consider a shawarma? Basically, a shawarma is anything that's made on the rotisserie. Basically, that's what it is, right? So if you want to consider a gyro or a gyro meat, right, that's, you know, pretty darn close.
No, me, that's a gyro. That's, no, we're not doing the hot dog. And is that a sandwich or a bun?
No, no. But you're not listening. You're not. The fact that it's prepared on the vertical spit makes it a shawarma, right? That's because it's rotisserie. So, but I've only gone with the chicken, right? And so my chicken is always the same. It's like again on the bed of rice, and then all the salad and everything on the side. I really don't, you know, other than that, I have to have the garlic sauce and the hot sauce on it. Nothing else goes on the. On the chicken. If I go in with the gyro, let's say, or the lamb, right, what the gyro meat is on the vertical spit, then yeah, I just load it up with the tzatziki sauce and everything else that's on it. But yeah, I've never really gone with the beef or pork or anything like that. Just a chicken or a gyro kind of guy.
I've had the beef. To me, it wasn't the same experience as the chicken shawarma. I don't know if because it wasn't freshly prepared. Maybe it's something they've had prepackaged. It wasn't. It's not spinning. Where I go, it's always the chicken spinning. I mean, you could get the beef, you get the lamb. I think they just kind of take it out, they heat it up, and maybe it's pre-seasoned or something before they put it on. But to me, it wasn't worth it. I know they're taking off that fresh chicken off there. It's all nicely seasoned, but that's me. To the beef and the lamb, I love lamb, but wasn't the same for me.
See, for me, beef, it's either going to be a steak. Or a steak sandwich. That's how I like my beef. I don't like it any other way, like sliced onto, like, say, rice or something like that. No. It's got to be flat-out steak or, like, a Philly cheese steak sandwich or something like that. I don't like it any other way, so, yeah.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Most of my days.
Well, surprise, surprise, the black guy's going to choose chicken. That's his favorite.
Yo, that's racist! That's racist!
Whoa.
No given. Like, I've had all three. I've only had three. I haven't had anything else that you can consider a shawarma, but chicken, I've had beef and I've had lamb. So for the beef, I'll have it with the, like, in a wrap. I'll have it with the pickled turnip, pickled onions, tahini, garlic sauce, parsley, and some hot sauce. I'll keep it pretty simple. With the chicken, that I'll go a little crazy with that. I'll get the rice peel off. I'll have a little bit of tahini, get some lemon, some hummus, tomatoes, hot sauce, garlic sauce, sometimes lettuce, and again, I'll add some parsley. If I'm going the lamb route.
Parsley. Come on. Parsley. That's fucking rabbit food. Give me a break. Parsley.
Hey, it just makes it look parsley. Better. It makes it look fancy, okay?
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
And it's the, I keep telling you, man, parsley. I'm bougie as fuck.
Yeah, this is the same guy. I know, it's the same guy that doesn't like gravy on poutine. Like, this.
Gravy looks like diarrhea soup. I keep telling you this. We could have an argument until
parsley for the fucking rabbits, okay? We all know that. Give me a break. Parsley. Fuck, Jesus Christ.
Agree to disagree. And if I'm doing lamb, feta, pickled red onions, tzatziki, a little bit of mint, and maybe some hummus just to, like, change it up.
How about some parsley? Put some parsley on it too next
time. No, the mint takes over the parsley.
Parsley doesn't do whatever.
Man, don't be hating. Why are you hating?
Because parsley, it's useless.
Parsley.
It's decoration. It's decoration and rabbit food. That's it.
Your point?
Chop that all up, sprinkle it on a plate. There's your bourgeois.
I don't know, man.
You want to make it a little bit more fancier on your plate? Chop up some red cabbage and sprinkle that shit too on your fucking plate. There you go.
Parsley's cheaper.
Parsley's cheaper.
I got black guy money. Come on.
Oh shit! I'm surprised you didn't. I didn't surprise you didn't fry your friggin' wrap then while you're doing it.
I mean, that could be.
Oh, no. Hey. Frying your wrap. You have to fry your wrap. Like, if I make a breakfast wrap in the morning, that's being fried to make that wrap nice and crispy, man. That's
a little pan sear. Is that what you're.
Yeah. Pan sear. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about batter that shit, deep fry it like a fried chicken, and then eat the shit.
Jesus Christ.
Did I say I was American? Hell no.
No, it's not American. It's America.
America. Fuck yeah.
America.
Okay. HVAC, you gave a shout out to one of your favorite places. Do you want to give it a shout out again? And then just go over, I know you said you have your favorite, but just go over some of the menu items they have available
there. So the one place there's two places up in Hamilton I want to shout out. Really quick one is Donair Istanbul. It's out on Green Hill in Hamilton. And I really like it. They have everything there. It's they have all your rice. They have rice bowls there, which is a little bit different. They have rice bowls and with all your shawarma and beef and pork and everything that you can get in there, right? I really like the homemade lentil soup that they have there. Nice lentil soup, fresh bread baked right there in the shop. The bread is baked, and let me take my glasses here. Just one second.
Nerd.
And what I've had there is the chicken shawarma there, the dinner, and it was really good. But I really like the rice bowls and different variety that you can have there. So that's the one. That's the one shout out there. But the place that I frequent the most is called Cedar Falafel and Shawarma on Upper Ottawa and Stone Church. And again, they have the whole variety. So they have all the wraps. You can have the chicken shawarma wrap, the pork wrap, the beef wrap. Okay, they have the falafel there. So you can have a falafel wrap, and then you can have all the versions of plates there. What I like also is you can get the double, like the double protein or double meat there if you want. So you can get the mixed shawarma, you can get the beef and the chicken right on the rice or whatever like that. So there's nothing really that's outstanding there from any other shawarma place, but it's good shawarma, you know what I mean? It's good food there, so that's I like going there, and decently priced as well. So yeah, can't complain, and shout out to them.
You would like the double stuffed meat for sure.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah,
walked into it. That one.
Yeah. Loves it.
You serious?
Airtight, right? Airtight.
T-Rex, give a shout out to that place again, and just go over a couple of menu items.
So that's 1001 Nights. I'm not too sure about their kitchen or location. Their Brampton location is Steels and Heritage is the main intersection over there. They do have a lunch special. It's not too bad. I think $7.99. That's either chicken on the rocks or chicken on the sticks. Shawarma, which is nice. They do have everything else. They got the chicken. They got the beef. You could do the half chicken and half beef on a your choice of rice or fries. They got the falafel, they got, the hummus and everything else like that. So they do have specials Monday through Sunday. Monday's chicken shawarma platter is $14.99. Tuesday chicken shawarma wrap combo is $12.99. Wednesday's $2 off any kebab platter. Thursday beef shawarma poutine, $11.99. And then Friday, spend $50 more and get a free baklava cake they have over there, a couple of baklava cakes.
And for everyone listening, if you want to know how he's rattling this all off, he has this menu tattooed to his stomach. So he's just reading it off his stomach.
Well, yeah, that's beside the other one. So it's kind of hard when I start giggling. It all gets kind of blurry, right? So,
what do you have tattooed on your ass, if you want to reveal that?
What I have tattooed on my ass, it says, do not enter.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Says one way.
Say, do not resuscitate.
wrong hole to blow in. I like those guys. It's funny, when we were doing this podcast, I went from I have the 1001 Nights. I like those going there just because they know me, so they always add the extra creamy white sauce. I don't know what they do with it, but
it's special for you.
Yeah, but. I've tried this one place up in Milton. I tried this, it's called Royal Shawarma. I had the first time when they opened up, I was excited because there was nothing nearby. I mean, there's Osmo's and Lissy's and all that other stuff. But so I wanted to try this place. I don't know, because it was opened up the first time. It wasn't the greatest. I had a couple times after. It was pretty decent. I tried this one place over at the Toronto Premium Outlet. Villa, something like that. Man, that was probably the worst shawarma I've ever had. The chicken wasn't flavorful. The garlic sauce was like all runny. It was absolutely a waste. I'd rather have ordered the hot dog from New York Fries than had that shawarma. I'll tell you that right now.
Ooh, damn. Yeah.
I wasn't a happy camper, and I stole some kid's French fries that he got from New York Fries and.
What is wrong with you?
I try to make a fat getaway, but no oxygen tanks nearby, so I have to give back the fries and $5.
Did his dad chase after you or no?
No, it was the kid. He was quicker. Oh, so, yeah. I think he was an orphan. He didn't see his dad around anyway.
Is that the one where you had like a half an hour head start too?
And yeah, and they still fucking found me. I think they were following the sweat stains on the ground, so they were just following that.
Sweat or grease stains?
Yeah, the grease stains. If you wipe it on and you can see through it, it's good heating.
We found him. He's in the washroom stall heating the French fries.
that poor kid. You traumatized him, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, at least he didn't have the shawarma, so he was fine.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe you helped him out. that's a pretty cool story. For me,
story. True facts.
it's on true. Exactly. It's based on true facts. So yeah. There's a place called Baba's on Mainway, 4000 Mainway. It's in between Guelph Line and Mainway. And I discovered this place during COVID when nothing was really open. And I'm telling you, man, this place is off the hook. It is so good. It is fresh. I've tried everything, almost everything on the menu. Tried the falafel, tried the hummus, the baklava, all the different
things. Baklava is awesome there. I know the exact same place. I know the place. Yeah, okay.
By far.
Look who went out together and didn't invite the other fat guy. Wow, that's nice.
Sucker. We didn't want to tell you, but...
it slipped out. Now we know, all right? Now everybody knows. Everybody knows now. Uh-huh.
But the one thing I can...
I'm taking my shawarma and I'm going home.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. You are home. Well, then stay there then. Yeah, no.
I'm moving. See, you guys made me mad.
Yeah, I always go back to the chicken shawarma platter. It's 1936, but you get so much. You get the chicken shawarma, obviously. You get your choice of Greek or fattoush salad. You get rice. You get roasted potatoes. You get your choice of sauces, garlic, hot. There's tahini. Now, tzatziki is extra because they're cheap bastards, and that's the only thing I don't like. And then you get a side of pita, of course. It's fully loaded. You can't eat in one sitting unless you're smoking on a hookah.
Is that a challenge?
Or you're a fat version of the Iron Sheik.
Is that a challenge? Is that a challenge?
Yeah, it is. Are you a fat version of the Iron Sheik?
What? Yes, I am. I'm eating chocolate during our podcast right now.
Is it halal chocolate?
No, it has Rice Krispie squares in it,
though. Yeah, definitely not. But yeah, you know, like I was saying, it's fresh, yeah, bold flavors. It tastes authentic, unlike Osmo's or Paramount. That's fake Mediterranean food in my book. It looks like dried up cat food that they took out of the freezer. It's absolutely dirty and nasty, but Baba's authentic. I love that place. When I really want to treat myself, go to Baba's. I haven't been inside, though, which I would like to go and check it out. But
you two didn't go together? Wow.
No, we had a cyber date instead.
I knew it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But since we're rating on double chins, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 double chins.
Damn.
And a get out of jail free card in Jafar's basement dungeon.
Bro, are you serious right now, bro?
I will back you up, Milky, on this one with the Bubba's. I've eaten there a couple times. The lentil soup is awesome. But yes, their food, their shawarma is to die for. And reasonably priced as well. But yes, that is on my list. I'm glad you actually reminded me about that. But yeah, they are really, really good, man. Really good. And it's a shame if you ever sit inside there. So in this particular stop, it has the Bubba's, it has Burritos Boys, it has Wendy's, and it's such a shame. You go there, everyone is going to those other establishments. You know, Wendy's, the lineup is out the door and everything like that. And I'm just sitting, oh my God, just go to the left. They have an amazing food there. And anytime I've gone there, I've eaten there. Well, the rest of the family get Tim Hortons or whatever, I'm getting the Bubba's. And it's such a shame because everything is so fresh and so good and everyone is lining up for everything else. It's actually really sad. Really, really sad.
Lined up for the wrong foods, man.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
If it's okay with you two, can I squeeze into your dinner date one day? All three of us go.
Absolutely.
All
Are you buying?
Fuck yourself.
The poor black guy will buy. Okay, how's
that?
It's your podcast. Yes, you should yes. buy.
I got my reparations check. So
I was about to go check my wallet and my kids' wallets upstairs to see if theirs are gone.
No, they stopped me last time on games night.
Go hide all the wallets.
Like, I know 911. Okay, back away. Not today. Disco late. No.
It's sad because I pre-warned them when you're coming, right? So they know not to call 911.
Okay, you trained them well. Yeah. All right, well, yeah, those are great shout-outs. I hope they listen to this and they get more business because all these places have great food, authentic, fresh. More people need to get into that instead of the common pre-frozen food. And like you mentioned, Wendy's. And Wendy's is good when you're, you know, hungover or stoned or whatever. But if you want something, if you want to treat yourself and treat your body, go with something authentic. Shawarma is such a good food. I can't say enough positives about it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Like I said, the place that I go to, the 1001 Nights, I mean, I don't know. I've never looked for their, I don't think they have soups or anything like that. They're strictly just wraps and stuff like that. That's why, I mean, they're near an industrial place, so I kind of get why they're not doing the whole the thing. They're getting people in and out as quick as possible. You know, it'd be nice to sit down at this, what, Bubba's?
Yeah. Bubba's, yeah.
Yeah, I think that needs to be done, so we need to plan out a date for that.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on. Traditional versus Americanized. When you hear this, what comes to mind? T-Rex, let's hear you.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? You have all these people that are so Americanized with the Wendy's and stuff like that, and they're too afraid to go into a place that's not a chain. They don't know what they're actually missing out at an authentic place. They're not realizing what it is. I mean, yeah, sure, you could go to Osmo's, you could go to Elysee's, you know, you could go to a chain place, and you're like, oh, this is like the greatest thing ever. But when you guys talk about your places that you're talking about where you actually sit down and you're getting a potato and you're getting all these little extra things, people don't realize, yeah, okay, you know what? I might be spending, oh no, I'm spending $10 more. I'm spending $30 on a meal or whatever it is. I get it, money's tight. But if you're gonna sit down and you wanna enjoy yourself, that's the way to go. Yeah, sure, you know what? It's no one's gonna complain about, hey, I went to whatever Osmo's and I got my chicken on my rice and I came home and I sat down and I enjoyed my meal. Glad. But you're missing out, in my opinion, you're missing out that authentic whole, like they treat you like, you know, you're not family there, but they make you feel good. You know what I mean? It's not like you're just like, oh yeah, thanks for the money, have a nice day. It's, yeah, here's a potato, here's, you know, this and that. I think that's what people are missing out. And if I could, I go more to the authentic style than anything, but everything like that in my area right now is pretty much all chains. Yeah.
HVAC.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same boat as you with it. And now that just actually talked about this and thought about it, it's probably the reason I continue to go back to one of those two places, whether it's Cedar Falafel Shawarma or Doner Istanbul, because it's kind of a one-off place. And the taste, you're right, comparing it to some other place now that I really think about it, like say like Osmo's. I went to Osmo's once and I really didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it. And so it's now I just thinking about this, I realize, okay, why that difference is. And yeah, these one-of-a-kind places are so much better. These authentic places are so much better is the taste, quality, and they put everything into it. It's a lot of care that's taken in into these foods when like to at Cedar or Doner. So yeah, it's that's one of the reasons why I prefer that compared to like a big chain.
I also think, you know, the big chains, you know, they get their garlic sauce brought in.
Yep.
Right? You have these guys, they have their recipes that, I don't know how long, maybe, you know, maybe it's the first generation, maybe it's 10 generations, I don't know. But you know that their sauce is something different.
Yeah.
And it has that unique taste to it. And that's what draws me into these little places, because you know that they're back there with a whisk and doing whatever they need to do to make that sauce what it is.
Exactly. You guys both nailed it. That's why I gravitate to the authentic stuff over the mainstream fake ass stuff. Like Paramount, I could sit here and tell you how bad Paramount is for hours. I'm not going to. I'm just going to say don't go there because it's absolute ass. How do you screw up hummus? How do you really screw up hummus? You can't, but they do. It's fake. It tastes fake. It tastes processed, just like the shawarma meat. It doesn't look good.
And then they put the fresh olive oil on it, saying that they made it fresh. You know
exactly, which they didn't. Fire! Yeah. It already came pre-frozen in a tube or something like that. Yeah. So that's why like Baba's is so good. That's why the places you guys named are so good, because they're authentic. They make you feel like you're almost there too, because they're bringing their culture and they're putting their heart and soul into it, and you almost feel like you're part of the culture in that moment when you're eating the food, because it's just so good and fresh. Different flavors, each have their own twist to their spices, but it's just so good. Where Americanized, it's more, you know what you're getting. Essentially, it's just things that you see on a daily basis. I just want to ask you guys, do fries belong on a plate of shawarma or with shawarma?
Fries, no. Potato wedges or like roasted potatoes, yes, I will go with that. Fries, no. And as you were asking that, I was thinking about that because I did go eat at a Greek place here in Burlington, and I'm not going to say the name, and I ordered a gyro wrap, right? A gyro on a pita, and there was fries inside it.
What the fuck?
And I was like, what the hell is this? Why are there French fries? And I thought maybe some fell in by accident, and I asked the guy, and he said, no, that's how we do it. I'm like, no. Fries do not belong in my gyro on a pita. I do not like fries on my shawarma plate. If it's roasted potatoes or like potato cubes, you know what I mean? Nice oven roasted. Yes, 100%. 100%.
I've tried, as they call it, shawarma on the sticks. I personally didn't like it, and I was like 50-50 on it for a bit. But when I got like a quarter into my meal, yeah, I was eating slow that day. Here we go. And, all the sauce made the fries soggy. And I was like, I'd rather have that sauce get absorbed into the rice and into that. So I couldn't do it again. I did it the one time just because I was like, oh, damn, okay, I'll try fries. But it's definitely a no.
Yeah, it takes away the authenticity, I think, for me when it comes to shawarma, because it's Mediterranean, it's Middle Eastern. I don't want to see fries. If I want to see fries, I'll go to McDonald's. I'll go to Fat Guys or whatever it's called.
A restaurant named after me?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Time to
Five Guys, sorry.
Oh, Five Guys. Oh, Fat Guys, Five Guys. Sorry.
Yeah, Five Guys. You know what I mean? I'll go to one of those places. I want authenticity. I want potatoes. I want the Baba Ghanoush. You know what I mean? Like, I want that stuff. And T-Rex, you nailed it with the sauces. The homemade sauces make or break a great shawarma. So you know it's authentic when it tastes different from the rest.
Well, like I said, like, I'm not bad mouthing these guys, but I mean, it's like if you're not near one of those places that are authentic and you're in, you have that craving. I mean, yeah, it's gonna do, but every time it just seems more and more every time. Like if I'm coming back from work or baseball or something, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get something to eat, you know, and there's nothing around, and you go to these places, just more and more, I'm just going like, it's not right. It's not right.
Facts. So all I know is when I take a bite out of a piece of shawarma or a shawarma wrap that's from on an authentic place, I feel like I'm riding a magic carpet.
Why do you say such ridiculous things?
Just saying. Yep. All right, great debate. What do you guys prefer? I know you both mentioned it, but I want some detailed answers to why. Wrap or dinner plate? HVAC, let's start with you.
Dinner plate, I like to be able to sit there, enjoy, mix the food as I want. So a little bit of rice and shawarma, a little bit of rice and potatoes, you know, salad, this and that. Sit there like a okay, like I'm gonna say like a human and enjoy my meal, right? You know what I mean? Not in my truck with a wrap and driving around or whatever like that. Don't get me wrong, I like wraps, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to this meal and to really enjoy it and taste and be able to have a little bit of each food off that plate at my leisure, a little bit of the tahini, you know what I mean? Or and the wrap or the pita bread and stuff like that. That's what it is for me, being able to pick and choose what I want to eat at that time, where a wrap, you know, it's kind of all mashed up. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the wrap. But me, when I'm going to enjoy this food that is so good, I want to be able to take my time and take what piece of food I want off the plate at the time. So that's it for me, being able to enjoy it, a little bit of everything when I want.
Whatever, I'll do what I want.
Solid answer. T-Rex.
Yes, for me, like I said, my place does me solid every time I go. As soon as I walk in, you know, it's like a long time no see. So they know my routine. They put a thin layer of rice down, and then they put the garlic sauce for me, and they put the rice, chicken shawarma, garlic sauce, my hot sauce, my glob of garlic, and that's it for me. I just can scoop anywhere I want. I'm getting that creamy goodness in my mouth. Love it every minute of it.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
Do you open wide for that?
What's wrong? It's back. What's wrong? Oh, if I have to, like, yeah, I was like, oh, this is so good. Just put it in my mouth, you know? Just start shoveling it in there on my knees. What's wrong, HVAC foodie? Don't make me lock you back up in your cage again, all right?
No, I'm just thinking about your favorite soup, you know, cream of some young guy. So that's all.
He gets jealous when I bring home the shawarma. I've been trying to get one of those bottles that they keep the shawarma sauce into and just, you know, suck it back, baby.
Oh my goodness.
The worst is like when it gets in my beard all over my chin. It drips down onto my neck. It's like a little necklace. Delicious. Save that for later. The worst is when it gets stuck in one of the folds and find it like 2 days later. Like, oh, what's this creamy white stuff? But no, that's for me. It's the rice meal. Like I get it layered. So it's for me, that's the way I do it. It's got to sit down and relax and enjoy it. Like I said, like HVAC foodie said, yeah, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the wrap. I've had the wrap hundreds of thousands of times. But the go-to is to sit down and enjoy it slowly and enjoy it.
And I agree with both of you. We're on the same page. You give me it on a plate. You can mix and match. It's less messy. It looks more visually appealing too, because you have all the different colors that are on there and different flavors, different options. So it just looks more appealing. You just appreciate it more too. Looks more traditional. I'm a guy that I like tradition, and if I'm eating an authentic food, I want to experience the tradition that way. So I feel like you're dumbing it down when you put it in a wrap. And again, wraps are good. I get a wrap too if I'm really lazy or on the go or I just want something different. But I just think it cheeses it out and it doesn't get soggy, right? Like in a wrap, if you don't eat it that day and you try to refrigerate it, it's soggy and it's gross. You basically throw it away.
Well, that's the problem with you skinny guys. When you finish it that day, give me a break.
What else is good on
the
plate?
I can't take as many mouthfuls as you, all right?
Well, I'm going to teach you, okay? You got to relax that jaw and open up that throat.
I think also the plate is, you get more. You get more when you 100%. Get the plate, the platter. Yeah, you get more, so it's more enjoyable. So that's another thing why I enjoy the plate over the wrap, is you do get more, right?
Yeah, and you can refrigerate it if you can't finish it, and it's still good. You can just heat it up, and it's good to go the next day.
It's still pretty good cold too.
It is really good cold actually.
Ishi Dela, look at it. So juicy, so tender, boom, boom. Woo! Always, always, always on fire! Boom, boom, always on fire.
Okay, guys, just like P. Diddy after the feds raided his house, This podcast is over. I want to thank you guys for joining us for another food adventure on What's on Your Plate. We promise there will be more episodes this year. We're going to do a lot more often. I think we had the idea of penis-shaped foods as the next episode.
Oh, no.
I mean, we were talking about wraps. Does that fall in that category?
Does my rice...
Torpedo. That's what torpedo-shaped foods.
Torpedo, yes. Thank you for
correcting me. Does my rice penis count?
We can put it in there.
some people enjoy it in their mouth. It's tiny.
To each their own, right?
Well, sir, we're all not blessed like you, Milky. Frig. Sometimes I wonder if you actually have a leg down there, you know?
Well, I mean, if you've done the pat down, you know truly.
I'm too afraid because I think your leg starts to rise up a little bit when I start patting you down.
I'm just going to let you know, if you do touch it the wrong way, it bites.
Okay, I'll be careful next time.
Or like the fireman, if you rub it the wrong way, it spits in your... I think I said that wrong, but that's definitely a South Park quote.
Is it like without the fire hose, if you turn it on, it just starts flapping all over the place?
Pretty much, like those wacky hose, like those wacky animal hoses.
Like the inflatable tube man?
Wait, isn't your nickname on the back of your softball jersey like human tripod or something like that?
Maybe.
It'll be on my next one.
Tripod?
Yeah. Tripod? I promise you it will be. Just like I promise you we'll have more episodes in 2024. Way more than Diddy's freakout parties, because that man's going away for a long time.
Whoa, dude.
Guys, thank you so much again. You guys want to add anything? Drop your social media handles too, so people can follow you. But is there any last words you want to throw out there?
No, for me, it was good. I can't wait to do the next one. And if you want to see some of the stuff I cook up at home, it's @_HVAC_foodie.
Amazing. He does cook a lot of great food. I see his snaps all the time or his stories. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I need to come over.
I think those are Google images. I got to check that out.
Well, you heard it from T-Rex. Where can they find you? Any last words, brother?
T-Rex, you can find me under T-Rex_foodie at Instagram. As my boy Silver would say, don't fucking call me on my work phone when the phone's off. Don't call me on my cell phone. That's it. I'm off for the day.
I don't think I can match that. Except I'm going to a Diddy party. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not.
I think you're too old.
Yeah, I think I am too. He likes the younger ones.
Ew, gross.
Hey, thank you, NA30, El Jefe. You, the fans, we are number 6 in Ontario for podcasting this network. So that's because of you listeners, you guys downloading the episodes, clicking those plays, subscribing. Thank you so much. We don't do this without you. I mean, it's fun talking with the boys, but putting this out there for you, we do it for you because you guys enjoy it so much. So keep doing it. Help the channel grow. Click and subscribe right now. We really appreciate it. On that note, I'm Melky, sprinkling the spices. That's T-Rex, slapping the meat. And there's HVAC Foodie, drizzling the special sauce. This has been another What's on Your Plate, Shawarma Edition. Bon Appetit.
Fresh Klapkalash! Get your Klapkalash!
Hey, could you go across the street and get me a slice of pizza?
No pizza, only a Klapkalash.
Oh, shoo. All right. Give me one bowl.
No bowl. Stick.
Oh, jeez. That's just awful. Now, what do you have to wash that awful taste out of my mouth?
Mountain Dew or crab juice?
Blech! Oh, jeez. I'll take a crab juice.